Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And just looking at the cover of Le Figaro, where they're showing the gentlemen who were involved in the firefight that gunned down the Toulouse shooter, and it's proclaimed mission accomplished, which, yeah, this is just pure propaganda. And just to touch on this a little bit, I really don't want to pay a lot of attention to it because it is obviously one of these staged, you know, Patsy gets set up and blown away in the creation of a terror event that is going to be hammered for political processes. It turns out this suspected Toulouse shooter, Mohammed, how convenient that he's named at that. He's been all over the place. His passport shows several entries and exits into Israel. Gilad Atzmon is absolutely convinced this guy was tied in with the Mossad. But if you look at his passport, he's all over the place, you know, and he's supposed to be working as an auto body, you know, in an auto body shop. He spends his day hammering dents on cars. And he's got the money to basically be traveling all over the hemisphere. This guy has spook written all over him. Now, Sarkozy is exploiting this incident to the same shameless extent that Obama is exploiting the shooting down in Florida. And it looks like it's going to help Sarkozy with his poll numbers as he heads into a very contentious election. And already they're screaming vote fraud over there. And Sarkozy is saying, on one hand, we shouldn't be punishing all Muslims for this horrible atrocity. Then he turns around and starts saying that he wants to have a legal punishment for people who merely visit websites that are not approved by the French government, that preach hate and violence. If you visit those websites, you'll be prosecuted. Moi? My website, whatreallyhappened.com, is listed as a hate website on many of those net nanny type filtering systems that are out there in the world. We're on the Southern Poverty Law Center's list of websites you should never, ever, ever, ever look at, or your nose will fall off. I take a certain degree of pride in that, by the way. And so Sarkozy is now using this shooting in Toulouse to openly call for censorship of the internet. You're only allowed to look at websites that we think will keep you happy and peaceful and serene and pro-Israel, obviously. That's ultimately the agenda there. Now, interestingly enough, the fallout from Rush Limbaugh's attack on that woman, calling her a slut for wanting to engage in sex and wanting her company's health plan to cover the birth control, is continuing to have some backlash on him. Regardless of whether you agree with Sandra Fluke's position that somebody else should pay for her birth control, and by the way, I don't. If guys have to pay for their own condoms, and women should have to pay for whatever it is that they're using, if that's their choice, it comes down to a matter of personal choice. But it's the way that Rush Limbaugh said it that has angered a lot of people. And interestingly enough, the MoveOn.org people have launched a petition here in Hawaii targeting local Clear Channel station KHVH, demanding Rush Limbaugh be taken off the air here in Honolulu. And so this is continuing to grow. And I just hope in their rush to get Rush off the air in Honolulu that they remember that the anti-Rush is broadcasting from IAEA over the Republic Broadcasting Network. I am the anti-Rush, and I will be back after these words from our sponsors.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. Herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we leave the subject of Hawaii, earlier this month, during the height of the solar storm, we had some amazing thunder showers here. And I got a video of them, and I put them up on the website, and was even used by one of the local TV stations. We had hail here in Hawaii, not up on the top of the mountains, what we did there, but down on the ground level, Kailua and Waimanalo, which are, and Lanikai, that whole area, which is now the new trendy, you know, Hollywood people buying up homes over there and everything. And it hailed. And one of the hailstones that was actually measured from earlier this month measured 4.5 inches long. The National Weather Service has confirmed that is the largest hailstone to ever fall on the Hawaiian Islands since they started keeping records. So remind us again how the world is getting warmer and we don't have to worry about snow and ice and hail anymore. 4.5 inches. Boy, I hope it didn't hit anybody. I don't think it hit anybody, but wow, that's a monster. Monster of a rock here. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. We've got Andrea in Oklahoma. Aloha, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'm going to make a suggestion, and then if you think it's a good idea, then I might go ahead and send it in to Ron Paul. he was, I guess, as they're persecuting him for declaring that there's vote fraud and people are stealing votes, maybe he could say, okay, yes, I do believe there is vote fraud, and I think instead of having paper ballots, we need to have a big wall, chalkboard, or those magic marker boards with one over here for Romney, one over here for Mitt, Mitt Romney or Santorum or whatever, or Newt, and one for me. And let's just see, I mean, because it would be visible, and as people come in to vote, they go up with their marker and mark on this board so it's out in the open. Everybody can see it. There is no counting the ballots. It's all visual. And I'm tired of all the secrecy and everything. And why are we being secretive and making votes? I think it's time that we all be proud of who we're voting for and it be public. And we all, I mean, because it would be there. And we wouldn't have to be doubting. They have lost our trust. It's time that we, the people, start knowing that we're getting what we are paying for or quit paying for it entirely.
Well, okay, I agree with you on that last part. Let me go back and give you a little bit of history. The tradition for private balloting, in other words, what you choose on your ballot is your own business, goes back to times where, more in local elections than national elections, there would be retaliation against people who voted against the winners. And it's a horrible thing to have happen, but it did happen in the United States of America, especially in the early days of some of the Western states. We know that in the case of places that were as corrupt as Athens, Tennessee, to pick an example that's fresh in everybody's mind, the government was so crooked, they would literally go after people who didn't vote for them, and they would punish them. And that's the origin of the tradition of the ballots being kept private and secret to protect the voters against retaliation. And
I'm
that
worried
is
if, I'm ready to beat somebody up. For this stuff, I'm ready to take
them all. Well, I am too, Andrea, but not everybody is. There are people who want their ballots to be kept private because they don't want to be harassed at their place of employment. It is not uncommon for the owners of companies to go out to their employees and say, I would very much appreciate it if you would vote for my good friend, whoever. And there's always the implication of possible job action. It's going to harm your ability to be promoted within a company if the boss knows you voted for the guy that was not his friend. And so there is a legitimate concern there. And while you and I would be perfectly free to have everybody in the world know who you voted for, not everybody in this country is ready to do that yet. Now, that being said, we already know there are ways to have open and honest and fair elections. And the best one is to have paper ballots. Everybody folds their ballot, puts them in the box. When it's all over, the box is open, and it's counted there in public in full view of everybody. And that really does work. Okay?
Well,
the problem is when the political machine comes in and grabs the box and says, we're going to count this in private, which is what triggered that shootout in Athens, Tennessee. And that's what we have. Yeah, we have to stop this. We have to basically start lynching the people we catch rigging the elections. We need to have a situation where any candidate whose staffers are caught engaging in vote fraud is immediately thrown out of the contest, because if they cannot keep their own staff within the letter of the law, they're not qualified by default to be running the city, the county, or the state. The problem is in our country, because the vote riggers have won so many elections, vote rigging is not punished. In fact, it is rewarded. Look at what happened down to the Florida Secretary of State during that whole debate. debacle between Bush and Al Gore. She wound up getting a Senate seat. And, you know, we're probably within our current political system. We are never going to be able to get laws passed that enforce against vote fraud. They're not going to get rid of these electronic machines because it makes the vote fraud that much easier to do. But on the other side of a collapse of the federal government or on the other side of a bloody revolution, one of the high priorities for the new nation that we're going to set up on these grounds is an absolute unriggable vote fraud, voting system. Vote fraud is a death penalty crime, and the longer it takes them to die, the better. Public executions for people who are trying to steal the country from us. And again,
I agree with you.
We need a law that says any candidate who is whose staffers are caught engaging in vote fraud is immediately ejected from the contest and banned from all future public life.
Ron Paul needs a comeback. He needs a comeback that would say, if you don't believe that I'm not the winner, then let's do it this way and
Andrea, believe me, I wanted Ron Paul to do well. He is out of the race. The GOP will never let him near the nomination. Wall Street will never let him near the nomination. Israel will never let him near the nomination. If, in point of fact, Ron Paul, through a mass uprising of the American people, was forced onto the ballot in November, he would be shot out of the running the way John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy was done.
Well, maybe
I'm
we
sorry,
need to
that's the real
him.
World.
We've got to do something different. If we keep doing things the same way, it's just insanity. We've got to do something different.
I understand that. We're talking about that. But we're way too late to work within the system. The system is completely blockaded against the ordinary American people. That leaves us just two options. Either we are patient until the federal government collapses the way the old USSR did, or we have to actively seek to bring down this government completely and replace it with a new one. And unfortunately, the latter choice there is going to involve a lot of bloodshed, which is why I'm kind of leaning toward the first one.
Well, I wish it would hurry up and fall apart. I've been waiting.
I have been saying that for 18 years now, and, you know, but I think we're getting close. I think we're getting close. They can't hold this Ponzi scheme, private central banking scam together much longer. Okay?
Oh, this is nerve-wracking. Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right, we're going to let you go here. We're going to switch over to Arthur in Georgia. Aloha, Arthur. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Mike. How's it going? Let's talk about voting.
Yes, let's talk about voting.
Well, first of all, we have to understand, you know, we keep hearing talk about state sovereignty, state sovereignty, state sovereignty. People, you got to remember, if you participate in these federal elections, how can you promote state sovereignty when you are in rebellion against your state? There's number one. To participate in the vote is to be in rebellion against your state. So if you participate in this, don't be expecting state sovereignty. So here is what I have been trying to get people to understand. If you do not vote, if we can get, say, 90%, 80% of the American people refuse to vote, do we not have an invalid selection?
No. Under the current laws, if only three people vote and two of them vote for candidate A is declared the winner. There is no quorum required for the general elections. That is just the way it is. And so telling people simply not to vote isn't going to do a single thing. And one more thing. State sovereignty is not going to happen because the state governments view their position in the state legislatures as a jump-off point for federal office. And so your state governments see that basically what they're doing today is training for the big job in Washington, D.C. And that is why they are completely sympathetic to the federal government and completely insensitive to anything that's happening to the general population within their state.
Okay, well, that does it for my idea, because I thought maybe if we could actually get a no-vote movement going, maybe that would be an easy way to solve this problem without any bloodshed. But,
you've got an idea there that we need to consider for the next government, and that is a binding none of the above on all ballots. That's a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
So, David, yeah, that's an idea that we should be looking at, is a binding none of the above, okay? All right, so we're going to switch over to David. We're coming up on a break. We got a couple more callers waiting on the line here, but we're going to take a break, and everybody gets a chance to catch their breaths. and then we'll come back and we'll be talking. Obviously, I've touched a raw point with Ron Paul's nomination and the voting fraud stuff. So we're going to take a break for a couple of commercials, and we will be right back after these words from our kind and generous sponsors who keep us on the air. We'll be right back.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to grab a couple more phone calls. David in Iowa. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I don't know if you remember or not, but I called you a little bit before the Iowa caucus. And although I'm a registered Democrat, I went to the caucus, counted the vote. Ron Paul won my district, and he, of course, got the delegates from that caucus. But the thing I wanted to talk about was the delegate collection process. Now, I understand Romney's way in the lead and Santorum and Gingrich are there, but Gingrich and Santorum have effectively blocked Romney from being able to amass the total number of delegates he needs to clinch the
nomination.
It's
going to go to a brokered convention, probably.
Exactly. Now, I don't know about the other states, but I know for Iowa for sure, those delegates are not bound by the straw poll, the beauty contest, as it's called. They're not bound. They can vote for whoever they want. And while all those Romney supporters and Santorum supporters were walking out of Iowa, the frickin' Ron Paul supporters stayed, and they were voted as the delegates. And I have a friend who's a district manager for the Ron Paul election, and he said that those delegates are not bound, and they can cast their vote for whoever they want.
Yeah, I
and
understand.
And they're expecting to give him all the delegates. Now, well, I know for Iowa and for a few other states, that's the case where they're not bound. It's kind of like in the electoral process for the presidential election. Those electors are not bound to cast their vote for the person they were determined
yes.
to. You're basically, you know, nominating this person for their honesty. Well, if it goes to a broker convention, and it's my understanding, and I may be incorrect about this, so feel free to correct me, that if it goes to a broker conventions, all those delegates that were supposed to vote for Romney or Santorum from the bound states become unbound. And I don't know about other states because I only live in Iowa, but those delegates, from what I hear from the grapevine, are a lot of Ron Paul people that are currently bound to cast their vote for Santorum or Romney.
And all right. Now, let me back up on this thing because we're a few minutes away from a break here, and I want to get this in here. The rules of the convention are determined by the GOP leadership, and they can and often are changed on the fly for political reasons. But as I understand it, the way it's going to happen is the convention will be gaveled to order. There'll be a vote of the delegates. And if there is a clear majority for any candidate, basically that will be it, and the convention will be over. If there is no clear majority, there'll be some wrangling, and there'll be another couple of votes. Only after a couple of votes that fail to find a majority and a nominee will it go to a brokered convention, at which point what the delegates want is completely irrelevant. I am expecting the GOP will impose a binding rule on the delegates saying you must vote for the guy that, you know, you're supposed to be a delegate for in order to prevent a surprise upset by Ron Paul. Remember, the goal here is to keep Ron Paul from the nomination, and they don't care what they got to do. If they can't cheat him out of it, they'll rule him out of it. If they can't rule him out of it, they'll shoot him out of it. Okay? And that is just where we are. They want Romney in there or somebody just like him, who's the darling of the money junkies and Israel and the war hawks. And they don't want anybody getting onto that floor who represents the will of the people, because neither the Republican Party or the Democratic Party really care about the will of the people anymore. It's all about serving their masters in the military-industrial complex, their masters at AIPAC, their masters on Wall Street, their masters in the security-industrial complex. It's all about that. And that is why they're so afraid of Ron Paul, and they're terrified that the American people are going to look at how Ron Paul got treated and realize it represents the complete disenfranchisement of every single American citizen who's expected to pay the bills and sacrifice their children's lives for what the fascist states of America decides they should, you know, go for. And I think at some point, the reason they're starting to really crack down on the new Occupy protests, they're afraid that what happened in Iceland could happen here. And it should. If we can pull it off without bloodshed, it should happen here. Because we were all raised to understand that the government is supposed to represent the will of the people. And starting in 2008 with the first passage of TARP, we've come to understand the government no longer represents the will of the American people. It represents the will of Wall Street, the will of Israel, and the will of... Okay?
Okay,
right, I guess
well,
we
you know, I want to well, hold on one more thing. It's
I'd
very
like to see it happen, but it's not going to happen. You might as well get
well,
used to that
the GOP
right now.
Leadership
the only way Ron Paul will become president is if there's a revolution, and after it's all over, we say, Ron, we think you should run the place.
Well, that is his slogan, isn't it? Revolution?
Anyway, he's using it metaphorically.
I know. I'm not suggesting anything like that. I'm a Democrat, but I'll tell you what. If Paul gets the nomination, he's got my vote. If Obama, which of course is running uncontested, is the president, you know, I'm going to renounce my Democratness and go to independent status. I can't go Republican. I'm sorry. There's too many crazy evangelicals on the Republican side, so I'll just go independent.
I agree. Well, you know, I'm a paleocon where the religious fanatics weren't considered a faction for them. And, yeah, everybody's trying to hijack the parties for Israel and for God and for profitability, mostly for profitability. But I'd love to see Ron Paul there. It's not going to happen. That's not the way the United States works anymore. The man of the people, they're not interested in hearing that. All right, we're going to take a break for commercial. When we come back, we'll be talking with Mike in Philadelphia. And then I'd kind of like to put the vote fraud nomination stuff away because we got a lot of other stuff to talk about. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Sing a song of taxes, working class cancer sore, tea in Boston Harbor, the Revolutionary War, of giving to the rich and taking from the poor. Sing a song of taxes, let's even up the score. Sing a song of taxes.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call from Mike in Philadelphia. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. This is actually Mark. Mark the Spark in Philadelphia.
And Mark the Spark.
I have two things I want to share with you. I agree with you. The national election is a total farce. We have little say in that. It's all controlled. I agree with you 100% on that one. I do believe that we have to take back our country from the local basis as best we can. One of the ideas on that is to take back what they call committee man seats, which has to do with the process of voting or selecting who's going to run for local office, like sheriff, like district attorney, these kinds of things. And I found a website through a friend who told me about a website called the most, if people will Google the most powerful office in the world, just Google the phrase, the most powerful office in the world, this might be a key to how to take back our local, our localities. What was I going to say?
Okay, Mike, you're cutting out. There's something wrong with the connection here where you're breaking up. So basically, the problem I have with that is that, yes, it's important that we have control over our local government, but remember Rivero's rule of hierarchical structures, which is all organized systems inherit the manners and morals of the people at the very top. And what has gone wrong with the United States of America didn't happen at the local level, didn't happen in the local communities. The local communities are already trying to basically deal with the problems that are being dropped on us from on high. The nation has been taken in a bad direction by Washington, D.C., and I think we need to keep our focus on Washington, D.C. Yes, there's corruption at the local level, and yes, it needs to be dealt with. But we could spend the rest of our lives dealing with our local corruptions and allow the big corruptions free reign to continue to send our children off to die in these foreign wars. And
well,
so
I don't think
a bottom-up approach is going to work here. It's got to be top-down.
Well, the other thing I want to ask you about, and this just came to me while I was waiting for you, and that is this. You were in the movie industry. What kind of scenario is coming down here? I want to ask you about the series called Jericho. You remember Jericho? Do you know anything about that in the background of who was behind that? And I mean, do you foresee a Jericho scenario?
Okay. I'll tell you what. I'm going to let you go here because your phone line is breaking up and we're having trouble listening to you. I think the Jericho series was actually produced up in Canada, but I'm not really sure about that. I've kind of walked away from film and television production. I did a couple of episodes of Off the Map, which I thought was a really cool show, by the way. And I just came to understand I didn't have enough time to do the film and TV work and be a peace activist and talk show radio host. And I had to make one of those life-changing decisions where I just said, I can't do them both. And it's really time for me to like let the film and TV work go away. And it was a lot of fun and I met a lot of really cool people. But this is now my full-time job, trying to stop World War III. And maybe after peace breaks out, I'll go back to making movies. I don't really know, but that's kind of a ways down the road here. So I'm not as well connected in the film and TV industry as I used to be, and I don't know what's going on behind it. I think Jericho was an attempt to exploit some of the popular fears of dictatorship and coming disaster and so forth and so on. I don't think anybody wants to intentionally blow up the world. There's a lot of people who intentionally want to blow up somebody else on the other side of the world. You know, we have all these people running around saying that the world is overpopulated and it would be a much better world if three-quarters of the human population were to vanish. But they always want it to be somebody else. They want somebody else to die or somebody else to go without having children. And that's my biggest complaint against the population control enthusiasts. If you know, there's always going to be a population problem because sex is a lot more fun than dying. And if you really truly believe the world is overpopulated, then feel free to jump off a tall building somewhere. But I'm really not going to be able to support people who run around saying the world is overpopulated. We don't want to spend the money to develop the infrastructure to support the increased population. So the solution is a bunch of people somewhere have to die. And then they always want it to be somebody else. And I stop short at being able to support that kind of draconian justification for war. It's like Al Gore running around saying we've all got to live simpler so that we're not poisoning the planet. And then he's got a brand new huge seaside mansion that he's bought with all the carbon tax revenues the carbon credits rather, the buying and selling of it. I have a real hard time with that. So anyway. Let's see, I believe the phone lines are now clear, and that's just well and good. I want to talk a little bit about the economy. Bank of America, in their infinite generosity and desire for more profits, or at least to be able to cover the losses from this whole mortgage-backed security fraud debacle that they got caught in, They're offering a new program called Mortgage to Lease. And it's out of the goodness of their heart. They're offering this to people who are on the verge of foreclosure, where basically what will happen is the people who are on the verge of losing their homes will be allowed to stay in their homes and will be allowed to go on making their monthly payments, but it will now be rent, not a mortgage. And this basically means any equity they have in their home vanishes, along with the mortgage interest tax credit. So if you're being offered this thing by Bank of America, be very careful before you leap. Because it sounds like a great idea. We get to live in our home and, you know, we'll go on making the payments, but at least we're not going to get kicked out of our home. Well, you may not be able to make that monthly rent payment anymore because you're going to lose your mortgage interest payment, your mortgage interest credit on your income taxes. There's no such thing as a free lunch in this country. Any deals being offered by the banks are in the banker's interest, not yours. So, let's see. Apparently, local governments and organizations in the United States of America are being forced to pay billions more to Wall Street because they got scammed into deals banks said were going to lower their debt, and then it didn't. Matt Taibbi over at Rolling Stone has broken another big story. Bank of America got all this bailout money to buy back the bad loans, and they're not doing it. They're just spending the money on themselves. It's another case of scamming the taxpayers and putting it in their pockets. Now, there is one bright piece of news that is out there. The Environmental Protection Agency, which was formed back during the Nixon administration to start grabbing land to use as collateral on the federal debt, under the guise of environmental protectionism, they've had a lot of these cases where they'll simply be driving around and they'll see somebody who's got a very nice piece of property they're starting to build on, and the EPA will simply come in and say, that's now a wetland, you're not allowed to build there. And before you're allowed to build there, you have to fill out a bunch of paperwork and hire a bunch of lawyers, and by the way, you're not allowed to take us to court. Well, the United States Supreme Court has finally ruled on one of these cases, basically saying the EPA cannot simply issue a drive-by decision that a parcel of land is protected and prohibit the owner from using it and then refuse to hear any challenges. So the Supreme Court has now ruled in favor of private property rights, and it is a major, major victory. But again, the EPA was not really about protecting the environment. It was about walling off good lands with mineral rights on them away from the American people so it could be pledged as collateral on the growing national government debt. So that's kind of an interesting situation for us to be looking at. We've gotten one positive court decision. Doesn't mean we're going to get any more of those. Now, an ex-FBI informant has gone public, apparently developed a conscience, and has said, basically, the FBI is in a program to entrap Muslims, to set them up for headlines, to keep providing grist for the corporate media mill to say Muslims are bad, Muslims are terrorists, Muslims are evil. And apparently this ex-FBI informant was told by his FBI handlers to go out and have sex with Muslim women in order to get them to tell secrets about the other men they know of, and just basically this kind of underhanded, sleazy stuff. And what makes it really rather obvious is when you remember the only people actually arrested near the World Trade Center on 9/11 were cheering and dancing and having a really great time as the buildings came down. They were Israelis. They were not Muslims. Some of these arrested people turned out to be Mossad agents. So, of course, when you're the New York Police Department and you catch Israelis celebrating near the scene of a terror attack, you immediately devote all of your focus on Muslims, NYPD and FBI. New York Police Department's been spying on Muslim groups all along. Yes, makes just a world of sense when you catch Israelis celebrating a terror attack that you immediately put all of your focus onto Muslims. Now, is it intentional agenda-driven propaganda? Probably. On the part of the SBI, could also be incredible stupidity. Back on August 10th, 1941, a British spy, Dusko Popov, his code name was Tricycle, top British agent, handed the FBI the entire blueprint for Japan's coming attack on Pearl Harbor. And the FBI turned it down, saying, it's too detailed. It's too detailed. We don't believe it because it's too detailed. You've got the entire plan here. We don't believe it. August of 1941. The FBI had in their hands the entire Japanese plan for the attack on Pearl Harbor and threw it away. So why anybody should be listening to them now about acts of war and terrorism is just absolutely amazing here. By the way, this is not speculation. This was from the records of the Joint Congressional Committee on the Investigation of the Pearl Harbor Attack, November 15th, 1945 to May 31st, 1946. It was cited in the Verdict of History by Gordon Prang, Appendix 7, published in 1986. The FBI had the entire plan for the attack on Pearl Harbor and just threw it in the trash can. Of course, under the theory that Roosevelt wanted the attack to happen, then of course the FBI is not going to be paying any attention to anybody saying the Japanese are coming to attack Pearl Harbor. Now, earlier in the show, we were talking about the elevated police brutality that we are seeing the police engage in against the Occupy Wall Street movement. There was a woman named Cecily McMillan. She's basically going public on her bodily injuries that she endured in the arrest by the New York Police Department. She has a medical condition. She suffered a seizure while she was being arrested, and it took 17 minutes for the New York Police Department to get the emergency medical crews there to look at her, and they left her handcuffed, which people who are having seizures, often they will vomit, and they need to have their hands free to basically make sure they're not aspirating the debris, especially in the middle of a seizure where they're not fully conscious. Had she aspirated the contents of her stomach during the seizure, she would have died. And it's just a situation of the cops are engaging in a degree of brutality in order to send a message. This is the crackdown on public dissent. We, the people, we're unhappy with the government. We have reason to be unhappy with the government. We have reason to be unhappy with Wall Street. The federal government and the bankers are aligned together against the American people. They see us as little more than walking wallets. We're cash objects to them. How to get more money out of them? How to get more productivity out of them? We've got to harvest the money and the wealth from the American people and put it in our pocket, because that's what we set up the system to do almost 100 years ago with the creation of the Federal Reserve. And they understand we're unhappy. That's why the executives, the top executives for Goldman Sachs, are being driven to and from work in armored vans with machine gun carrying security people. They know things are going to happen. By the way, speaking of that, a former Russian banker, one of the oligarchs, has been gunned down in an assassination attempt in London. He was shot several times with a submachine gun while he was near his luxury apartment. This is one of the oligarchs who got kicked out of Russia. They think he was hit because he's a witness in a high-profile murder, attempted murder case in Moscow, and somebody was afraid he was going to testify. The interesting part, of course, he was shot with a submachine gun, which tells you that Great Britain's gun ban is against the ordinary population, not against the assassins, not against the criminals. They still get the guns. This is another classic case of a gun ban that was supposed to free the streets of London from this kind of crime, and it's still going on. The law-abiding citizens are disarmed, the criminals and the government, but I repeat myself, still have guns. So, a little reminder there. Before we hit this last commercial break here, I've got about a minute. About a month ago, I was talking about this Primula coffee press that my wife bought me as a gift and how the color was peeling off of it within a week of getting it from the store. We bought it from Macy's. Macy's has already stopped carrying these things. We're a month later. The screen has deteriorated to the point where coffee grounds are in my coffee in the morning, and the little chrome decoration on the top of the plunger has popped off. This is one of the most cheaply made pieces of crud I've ever seen in my life, and that's what is being sold in the stores because it maximizes the profits to the manufacturer, the importer, and to the retail store, who do not test, let alone stand behind what they're selling you. This was Macy's. This is supposed to be a top-end American retailer, and the product they sold us a month ago is pretty much dissolving as we try and use it. So, again, it is a sign of the decline of the American standard of living. Just the shoddiness of the products in our stores and the failure of the retail organizations to stand by them. They don't even sell them anymore. They can't even replace this one. So it's just another example of where we are. All right. We're going to take a break for commercials. We're coming back with the last segment of our show today. We're going to be talking about autism and the possibility that Earth was hit with an asteroid far more recently than the Chicxulub crater. So we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Teravim. Teravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Teravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit teravim.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Bum, 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 again. Bum, 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 bum,
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Got a couple of things to finish up with on our Friday show and getting into the weekend here. The number of school children in the United States of America classified as being autistic has soared by 56% in 5 years. Autism continues to spread here in the United States of America. There continues to be a great deal of evidence that links autism with chemicals in the vaccines that are being forced on our school children. And that includes especially those vaccines that continue to use the mercury-based preservative called thimerosal. Not too long ago, they were going to ban thimerosal, and there was an intensive amount of lobbying by the pharmaceutical industry, and it's still out there being used. And we're creating another generation of autistic children. And this is another classic case of money junkie thinking overruling health considerations. See, my idea in a perfect world would be if there's even the possibility that a product is harming our children, you take it off the market until you know for sure. And in the United States of America, the same legislation that created the Department of Homeland Security indemnified the vaccine manufacturers. You can't sue them because, after all, vaccines are critical to defending against biological terror weapons and so forth and so on, goes the thinking. But this clause was put in there at a time when there were lawsuits being prepared against the pharmaceutical industries over the use of these mercury-based preservatives. And the body of evidence that linked these preservatives to autism. And because autism effectively cripples the child for life, you're talking huge financial damages if the pharmaceutical industries are having to pay the cost of providing care for these damaged children into adulthood. And so it's just much less expensive to go bribe a few congressmen and get a bill that says, you can't sue the vaccine makers no matter what anyway. And at that point, the financial support for lawsuit and further research and development simply evaporates because there's no chance of a recovery down the road. Even if you prove the case of the thimerosal, it doesn't affect the children's lives. They're still stuck with the damage. And their parents, their families are stuck with the financial cost of caring for them. So, obviously, you need to look at the uniqueness of this problem to the United States of America. Other nations don't have anywhere near the degree, the percentage of children who are affected by autism that we have here in the United States of America. And it's gone up by 56% in the last 5 years. Obviously, there's something environmental. We know that populations that are not being vaccinated don't get autism. For the longest time, the Amish population here in the United States of America were refusing vaccinations, and they didn't get autism. Then vaccinations started being forced on them, and it starts to happen. All right, we'll talk about the comet impact and North America when we come back on Monday. I sort of got off on this autism situation. It's the weekend. Have a good weekend. Support your alternative media. Support Occupy. Support Ron Paul. Drive carefully. Hug your loved ones. Have a good weekend. We'll see you here on Monday, and aloha, America.